Protecting property is not only biblical, it's actually common sense. Go to Exodus chapter 22. Exodus chapter 22. And look, God expects for us to just use common sense, right? He's given us a brain. We should use it, right? And in fact, some of the parables that he used in the New Testament shows the common sense that he wants us to have. Let me read to you from Luke chapter 11, verse 21, when referring to your property. Verse 21 says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. So what is the common sense teaching that he's trying to tell you? Hey, when someone is keeping his household, his goods, and he's armed, he has a machete, he has a sword, he has, you know, some sort of weapon, you know what? His goods are going to be in peace. Oh, no, 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 but that's just the parable. Yeah, but he's using a common sense parable to teach a spiritual truth. And if the story or the principle that he's teaching here, the actual, you know, example that he's given has no validity, then he wouldn't have used it as a parable. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He's saying, look, if you have a knife, but the guy comes at you with the gun, he's going to take your stuff. That's just what's going to happen. He's stronger than